for it.
Perfect. All right. So let's open ceremonies, please.
Okay, Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Holguin?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia? Sorry. She said she's here. Let the record show, Director Hudson is absent.
Moving on, we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda. I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Seconded.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Holguin?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia? Director Garcia?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Hudson is absent.
Consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Okay, so did we have this? Public comment. Okay, so I move we approve the consent calendar. Okay.
Alrighty. Director Holguin?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Hudson is absent.
Okay, moving on. We have no presentations or introductions. Number six is the General Manager's Report.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. A couple of items. On December 8th, we are tentatively planning on co-hosting a volunteer recognition program that'll be held here at the Community Center. I'll have more details about that as we get closer to the event itself. But I just wanted to give you an update and let you know that they have selected a date, and staff is working with Delano Johnson and his group to organize this. It's December 8th. That's a Friday.
Okay.
And we're looking at 7 to 10 p.m. The Bay Point Youth Academy had their grand opening. It was a wonderful event. About 70 people showed up to that. Some of you were present for that, and it was very well received, and the Academy has gotten off to a very good start. They had 18 youths involved in the program. They want to max out at 20, so they're doing an outstanding job with that particular program. We're going to be introducing a new online registration system effective January. It's called Civic Rec. It used to be called Rec One many years ago. The guy that ran it actually used the town in which I was working at the time as the beta program, and it has developed into a pretty robust and full system. It'll be seamless to the public, but it will have some more features that will make it much more user-friendly. It's cloud-based, and again, there are features on there that help with customers wanting to sign up for programs and utilize the facilities. Lastly, the auditors will be here next week, so they'll start the audit. It's the first time that we've used this particular firm, so it's new to us, and we'll see. Hopefully that will go through, we will have a good partnership with that particular firm. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Number seven, legal counsel, there's none. And eight, public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communications received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. I have one from Mr. Ray O'Brien.
Good evening, Board members. I last appeared before you over 7 years ago to request that we enter into an agreement about the archiving of your historic materials. And this is especially important for Bay Point. And as I commence my second term as president of the Society, I'd like to see that this be put into effect. And in July of 2010, you voted unanimously to donate all old records of the district that are not required by code to be kept and allow the general manager to decide which records to donate. And so I would like to move on that and also establish a framework whereby you decide what records are considered old, and then on a regular basis those go to the Bay Point Historical Society. They are archived at the Contra Costa County Historical Society's History Center in Martinez, so they're very secure. And they will be cataloged and they will be available to researchers. And this is especially important because you are the first elected members of the community to serve on a board, and now you're the only ones. So it's vitally important that these records be preserved and that these records be accessible to researchers to write historical documents about this board and about the recreation district. So I appreciate some action. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to 9, board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A, consider approval of proposed revisions to the 2017-2018 operating budget.
We first approved our 17-18 budget in June, and a lot has happened since then that we needed to update this budget for. And we will also, in January or February, do another mid-year revised budget for this year. We can go through these. For the income first five classes, they're going through some changes over there in their grants and what have you, and we were not able to get fall classes for them, but they said would definitely be back in the spring. So so that had to be lowered a little bit. The youth sports program, we have 10,000 in Kaiser funds available, I think. Approximately 4,000 will be used for the sports program, 6,000 around that will be used for the pool for free lessons for low-income children. The Ambrose pool, after our season, we were better able to see. I mean, in June, we had no idea what the pool would look like as far as income, and we were able to see more, so I did adjustments to that. The Koshland grant, the Bay Point Youth Academy is able to be run with a Koshland grant from the San Francisco Foundation. And it's a new one this year. Well, it started at the end of last year, the middle of May, so it was only a month and a half, and we received 66,000 then, and obviously we weren't using 66,000 a month and a half, so that transfers over. But we will be getting 75,000 for the next 3 years from this grant to run the Bay Point Youth Academy. And it is separate from the team, but they're working jointly, kind of together with the team. Moving on to the expenses, we added two positions. One is a part-time office assistant, and we figured they will work from May through August. It's a seasonal type, because that is my busiest time and Debbie's busiest time with registrations for the pool and the classes and the lessons and all that. We've been underspent the last 3 years, so we are hopefully able to do this. Of course, we'll address that when we get further in the year. If we can't afford it in, you know, April or March, then we'll know that we can't do it for the rest of the year. But it is something that we need. There's more and more that me and Debbie have to do, and we couldn't afford before to hire anybody for help. So we have that, and then we hired another a part-time maintenance worker for all the parks. They're helping the two maintenance workers. He will do the pool, just the pool maintenance mostly, through the summer. And then through the winter, he has some expertise in some special things that we can use, that we can have him do, that we don't have to go out and bid for or have somebody else do. So that it's well worth it to have him. The retirement went up because we have two full-time people that have been here for a year, and they are eligible for retirement now. The district puts $50 a month in, so it's $600 a year for each of them that we will. So I raised that. And the taxes, of course, went up to cover the payroll for the new positions. Let's see, the maintenance expenses, Ambrose Park, we added security for Ambrose Park. They not only patrol the park, but they lock the gates, and during the summer when the pool is there and everybody's here late, they lock the bathrooms too after dusk. So it doesn't make me, nobody has to stay, you know, our employees. So they drive through and they drive through. So we needed it because we do have a lot of stuff that was going on. And with the pool, we're finding out that it's decreased somewhat, the damage that people do for no, you know. The janitorial supplies, they, the two maintenance guys keep those bathrooms and everything so clean, and we are using more janitorial supplies, so I did make an account separate for the assessment to go there, because they use quite a bit, so I split it between them so you can actually see what they're using and what they use at the center separated. The dumpsters, we've had so many people just dump their trash, truckloads of trash, and homeless that we have, they just leave their stuff, we have to get rid of. We now have two dumpsters pickups a week. And those dumpsters at the park go for all the parks, actually, so they're shared. It's not just Ambrose Park. So we did have to increase our dumpster pickups. Lynbrook, last year was the first year we had the well without the city water, and we didn't even need the assessment that we get from the county for Lynbrook Park, so we were able to carry over my $5,000. It wasn't a whole lot, but so that was a good thing, putting the well in. That helped a lot, at least for that park. The pool expenses, we changed them all in June. That was our best guess of what it might be. So those were all changed. Almost all of those were changed according to what we actually spent on the different things this year. The Teen Center contract, the county increased our grant for the teen center this last year. So Randy got a raise, and there were some other things that we were able to do more. It wasn't a lot. It was probably $5,000 or $6,000, but it was nice. And I explained about the Youth Academy. They have their own set of expenses that I had to add to the budget this year. And anybody have questions?
And Madam Chair, I just wanted to point out that this was reviewed by the Budget Committee.
Yes.
Thank you. Good job. Your notes really work really well. Thank you.
Good.
I second that. Thank you. Okay. Madam Chair, I do have a question. Okay. Just for my, what is the difference between the Teen Center and the Big Point Youth Academy, and how does that, you know, the budgeting, how does that work?
They're two separate programs.
Okay.
Two separate grants.
Okay.
But I don't know, maybe you know more about how the teens interact with
right.
each
so,
program.
So the idea, one is the Bay Point Youth Academy program is a little different than the Teen Drop-In Center. The Academy is a interview process, a screening process, and only the most fit applicants are allowed into that particular program. Whereas the Teen Center is generally a drop-in program where they can go in for just leisure recreation. The Bay Point Youth Academy is more skills-based. They're going to be teaching the participants things about homework abilities, leadership, all those things that are associated with that. Yeah, there's a lot that they can cover in their curriculum. Whereas the teen, they do have components of that. However, they have a very successful cooking program right now that's doing rather well. But since the teens are there and they have similar interests, you know, the Bay Point Youth Academy is going to be able to utilize some of the amenities that are available at the Teen Center. So they figure that they would collaborate at times, whether it's in volunteer projects and community engagement, things of that nature, that it might be best to, you know, kind of combine the group. And honestly, that's how the program was presented to Koshland when they were pursuing funding for the program, that they would work collaboratively at times. So
what is our portion of, because we're partnering with them, so is it just the place? I mean, is the venue in kind? Is that our partnership with them?
That's correct. That's how we're and the supervision and the administration, you know, payroll and all that, because they're employees of the district funded by similarly as the team coordinator. They're funded outside funding sources, but they're employees of the district. So when the funding goes away, unless we get alternative funding, that position goes away. And it's the same with the Bay Point Youth Academy as it is with the Teen Center and the Teen Coordinator.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I also may add that the Bay Point Academy, Youth Academy, it's a six-month program, and then they pick, other kids have taken it.
It's a constant turnover of clientele there.
Madam Chair, am I not correct, Mr. General Manager, that it also skews younger, doesn't it? Are more of the kids in the academy, junior high, mm-hmm. and the teen center is more high school?
Not necessarily, but you're right. It does skew a little bit more to the younger group, right. Since it's 12 to 15, and they try to get a good mix of those into the academy, whereas the kids in the teen center have a tendency to be a little bit on the older side, right. More of the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Moving on. 9B.
I think we need to approve.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I move we approve the proposed revisions to the 2017-2018 operating budget.
The record show Lupe seconded it. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia? Director Garcia?
Aye.
The record show Director Hudson is absent. Poor thing.
9B, consider approval of attendance at the California Park and Recreation Society Annual Conference to be held March 13th through March 16th, 2018.
Yes, Madam Chair, and for the benefit of our newest board member, the California Parks and Recreation Society is the umbrella professional organization for the recreation professionals within the state of California. And they hold an annual conference for the Pacific Northwest. It's the biggest conference of its kind. They do it annually, and they rotate from Northern California to Southern California. This year it's going to be in Long Beach. It's been in Long Beach for a bit. It sometimes it's actually in Anaheim and Palm Springs, other locations, but this venue has been kind of holding on there for a bit. Sacramento hosts the Northern California Conference almost exclusively. I've not known it to be anywhere else but other than the convention center. Typically, what happens is the board can go collectively to one event, or they can divide and one goes, you know, a group goes one year, a group goes another. Sometimes it's just an individual that goes. Sometimes it's the newest individual that goes that would reap the most benefit from the conference itself. Sometimes it's only board members, sometimes it's staff, so it varies. But the policy requires that anybody, board members attending, are required to get the acquiescence of their fellow board members for that. So the conference is coming up, as you can see, and anybody that's interested, you'll notice that the budget is limited in terms of what we can afford. We have approximately $5,000 for the training, and about $1,500 for an individual to go actually down to the event itself. What I generally do, because I'm one of the senior professionals now, is I go when I'm teaching, when I'm conducting a session. And what that allows is it allows the district to not have to pay for me, because they'll put me up for offering a session. I usually do that in Sacramento. I just find it's just an easier thing to do. I don't have to stay over. I can actually, you know, go back and forth if I need to, stay for the session, do some of the other general things. But there's benefit to this. There's great benefit to this. If it's not just in seeing the latest and greatest in practice and what they have to offer in terms of park amenities, there's also those connections that are very important to the sustaining of the profession. So this is for something for the board to discuss, and for those board members who are interested in attending to speak up and get the necessary acquiescence from the other board members.
And we are still under the time limit for the early bird discount.
Right. Is anybody interested?
Yeah, Madam Chair. The reason I asked is that this district has never sent the entire board to a conference, and having been and May has been the sessions that go on, you come out with such great knowledge and great information. The general manager, even if he goes, can only go to one session at a time, and typically what's happened in the past is when there's more than one of us, we don't go to the same sessions. We all go to different sessions. So if five of us and Doug went, there'd be six sessions being covered for us to be able to gather information and bring back. And to give you an idea, last year one of the popular ones was creating and running a local foundation. And so, you know, had we had someone there who could have gone through that session, they would have had a chance to pick up information and pick up tips. And so it is a big thing. It is a learning opportunity. It is an opportunity for us to, as Doug said, see the latest and greatest. And I have to tell you that last year, the city of Antioch sent their director and one of their commissioners. And the commissioner and the director walked down the same aisle. and saw two different things at the same, so both saw right and left, okay? And they were sitting at lunch and they were talking about this right and left experience, and she was so into what she'd seen and he was so into what he had seen. And the funny thing was, is the thing he saw was something that they'd been getting requests for in their city. And so now, and, you know, because he went and got all the information for the director, so she was able to have more knowledge because of it. They've now entered into a deal because they had someone there. So we've never done it. I don't think it's ever been done since you've been here, has it, Mary Jane, that everybody's gone?
No.
It is not a, it's not something I would say we do every year, but having never done it, I think that if we do it now, it lets some of you that have to have vacation time to be able to ask for vacation time instead of waiting until the last minute. And Mary Jane's not kidding. When the early bird session or the early bird registration cost goes off, it goes up, like a lot.
Do you have a date when it goes up?
It's the 16th, I believe, of this month.
No, this?
Yeah.
Yeah, now.
This month, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yesterday. So that's why the urgency of doing it tonight.
So, Steve, you're interested in going?
Yeah.
Lupe?
One of them gets free, right?
How about you?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I used up all my vacation time.
I cannot attend.
But I will let you know.
How should they follow up with you in a couple of days, or do you want to make sure?
Before the 16th.
Once you say you're going, you got to go.
Right. I think he needs an actual action item.
We need an action from the board. So approving the attendance by the two board members that have indicated that they're interested in going. And once again, the protocol for these things is the board members are responsible for all their flights and registration and all that, and they're reimbursed by the district based on a reimbursement system. So
we just know more than how much we do. We have a budget for 1,500. Is that
well? The estimate of attending is 1,500. Budget for the entire year of conference and training is $5,000. So we would estimate that this would spend it down $3,000 and have a $2,000 balance for any other training that the board or staff may attend for the balance
of
the year.
Legislative days that some of you go to in the spring.
Okay, so does anybody?
Madam Chair.
That you will get a reimbursement. So you have to fly out to pay for your flight, your hotel, your food, and then you come back and turn in all your receipts and you get reimbursed.
That's how it works, right?
Yes.
Correct.
And
yes.
I do have a form I'll give you before so you can see, because there is a limit of how much for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but the rest is no limit.
Did you have a question, Erin?
No, I didn't. She did, and I didn't think you saw her hand.
Madam Chair, I think this is really a good opportunity, especially for you, Lupe, because when Steve and I were there, gosh, that was maybe 7 years ago, we took back a lot of ideas, especially I think I took back the volunteer idea, which is now why we have a volunteer, you know, call for volunteers in our website, things like that. So I think it will really be helpful to you. I would probably want to go, but I think it's best for Lupe and Steve to go. So I'm going to pass. Okay.
So, consider authorizing interested board members to attend the 2018 California Park and Recreation Society State Conference.
And you should identify the members that are.
I move that we authorize Steve Hovind and Lupe Lopez Garcia to attend the 2018 California Parks and Recreation Society conference in Long Beach.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Okay. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia? And let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
Public hearing, we have none. And moving on to closed session, real estate property negotiations pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8 regarding the sale of approximately 1.99 acres of land located at the southeast corner of Willow Pass and Caroline Drive, Bay Point. And then CA APN 067081027. We have Sandra. So we will go.
We will be back.
We will be back. And I'm going to watch it.
Kids during that Bay Point gathering was great.
Oh, were they?
Oh, my gosh.
Darn it.
Okay. There was no action, so there's nothing to report.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
So 12, committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Anything?
Do we have any information that could come back on the signage?
Signage for the parks.
Yeah, if not, just say no. That's fine. But just go.
I mean, we can, but
no,
I don't have it right.
You don't have all your ducks in a row.
No,
then we won't.
Yeah.
See, it's why I'm asking.
Okay.
I don't want to say we're doing something, and the poor man is over there shaking his head, going, "No."
Do you have anything?
Well, I really enjoyed the Bay Point Youth Academy opening. I think it was well done, and I'm so proud. I posted pictures, and I'm so happy for the youth here now.
Tom said he didn't
and
get
I think it all started with the teen center.
Tom said he didn't get the cupcake.
No, he actually ate the cupcake and didn't taste it. But anyway, and I think Eva reported that we had an Antioch Dunes tour that was on September 30th that was successful. We had 30 people attend. Oh, no, not 30, 22 people attend. And then we had a discussion on it, a talk the Wednesday after that. And if you're not familiar with the Antioch Dunes, you should go because there's only two like that in the world.
Mm-hmm.
One is here and one is somewhere else in outside of the U.S. So it's a very different habitat. And we'd like, hopefully, to get the Bay Point Youth Academy interested in it because it's right in our alley here.
Very good.
Yeah, we have to. I also had the chance to talk to Cindy Gershon of the Mount Diablo School District, and she's very interested in helping the community. And I'd like you to reach, ask her to reach out to you. She is a teacher of cooking as well. And most of our students in Mount Diablo High School are Bay Point residents. So she really wants to help, including helping with the Bay Point garden, our garden, Bonacobis garden. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
Just the same at the academy, the Bay Point Youth Academy was a great beginning. I think it has great potential. You know, I love to see these kids, middle school, taken in a project like this. And I think I mentioned it earlier to someone that 5 years from now, I'd like to see how what these kids are doing. Not that all of them have to go to college or, you know, but that they have become the individuals that are leaders, that do the community service, that you know, take things seriously. Because I know if we just check on the first group, the rest of them will be better, because I think that Jackie, she's learning. This is a new program, so I'm sure that they're going to make mistakes and perfect them, and with more, the more they do it, the better they'll get. So I think the next batch of kids will probably get a better instruction, and because they'll be more experienced. So great job, and I am really, really happy to be that Ambrose is a part of this partnership. I think that, and I really hope that that we continue to participate in whatever they do. That's it for me.
Madam Chair, can I go back? At the ice cream social that we had, Lupe and I had the opportunity to meet the new representative of East Bay Regional Parks, a very nice man, and maybe we could invite him as our representative to come and make some kind of a presentation from East Bay Regional Parks, because he did say that they are always excited to work with other agencies, and of course they're the largest park district of their kind in the country. So the fact that we could, that he would be seeking opportunities to work with us was kind of, because we've done that in the past already with them, with the team center.
Who was his name?
Craig?
The same person?
The new East Bay Park guy.
Oh! Colin Coffey.
Yeah,
yeah,
call, yeah,
he's
call.
Our he's
yeah.
our director.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
So
great. He's
yes.
already involved.
Not the administration part, but the director part. Yeah.
Yeah.
His father was Bert Coffey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
but I think that would behoove us, given that they are, you know, in our community, and they're looking actually at another place in the community. So it would be nice to have them. Have a discussion with us, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, and you're talking about not the general manager, but the representative.
Our representative.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes.
And to piggyback on that, I actually have plans to meet up with him also regarding the Bay Point
Trail.
Shoreline
mm-hmm.
and also the Delta Trail.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's scheduled November 17th, I'm meeting with them. So I'll give you a report on what that meeting is.
Yeah,
about.
He talked
yeah.
about that. He talked about the trail and the
yeah.
the water, the Bay Point. What?
Yeah, and he mentioned that he might come and speak to us.
So that's why I think it would be nice to, you know, if we're the invitee. So, and other than that, I have to tell you that Randy's kids and this cooking thing have got me hungry, and so I need to stop putting pictures of food. That looks so good. These kids are off the hook.
You know what? My suggestion is that invite us.
Yeah.
And there won't be no complaints.
And that's
yes.
right.
And he has invited me, and the food is as good as it looks.
And so why
we
then?
Have a
why
not
share?
We're the
not
four
sharing.
Members.
That's right. That's right.
And it's
there
exciting,
no
too, because
like
the teen center, the last report we got for him, the teen center had just broken 100. It had 100 team members, and it now has 122. That's crazy. The growth on that in a month is off the hook.
Yeah.
So we are so blessed
yeah.
to have it. And I'm sure that those conversations about that food and stuff get the kids' juices going, because they you could tell when I was in when they were doing the cleanup part. That they really are even into the cleanup part, and it was like, well, this is the part that, you know, I go in the front room and hide, and you know, and they were in there doing, you know, Randy is a great facilitator to get these things done. So thank him and tell him that he either has to do away with pictures or has to invite us to come and sup with him.
He did thank the board very, very nicely at the Youth Academy. So. We were all very happy that he did that too, of course, yeah. So, I move we adjourn.
Can I say something for you?
Oh,
yeah. Can I just briefly on You mentioned about Cindy. She had to the tour of the kitchen, and she was talking about how she would like to remodel it, you know, and then put in a stove. So, so make sure you talk to Doug so you can get all the know-hows and what it would take to do this, opposed to just, you know, just talk to everyone, tell them what you can, you know, to do. But, you know, go talk to them so that you'll find out what you can do and what you are able to do. But if you want to go through with it, it would be beautiful. You just go through the proper channels before you just say, well, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you know. So you got to find out what to do and how to go about it.
That's why I said Doug should talk to them.
Madam Chair, to second the adjournment, can I ask that we modify it and adjourn in memory of the fire victims this month?
I second that. Thank you.
Okay.